Peace be with you. Welcome to the Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host. And you're like, what are you doing, Eddie? You in a pajama or what? No, it's not a pajama. This is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu uniform. And I have the Ultimate Fighting original champion. The Sports Illustrated did a feature of the top 50 legendary, most influential athletes of all time. Hoyce Gracie is in the Dean Show studio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the
Hoyce Gracie, how are you, my friend?
Life is good in my world.
That's good. Thank God. Thank God. I'm really excited that you're on the show. Hoyce Gracie, legendary UFC champion. You know, the Dean Show is viewed internationally all over the globe, thank God. And we're blessed that, you know, we have you here in the Dean Show studio. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit. I've been training Gracie Jiu-Jitsu for a long time. You're one of my original teachers. You know, tell us briefly for the audience, some people who still ain't turned out to Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Man. Talk about myself. Let's talk about my father.
Your father, okay.
He's the one who started the whole thing. He's the one. I mean, he learned by watching, and he couldn't do it because he was very small. My uncles learned the art of jiu-jitsu from the Japanese, and one day my uncle was late for a class. My father stepped in, told the student that he would run the self-defense program, and taught the student a class. From that day on, the student wants to take class with my father. That's when my uncles said, man, what are you doing? What did you do? When he was watching, he didn't create a new style, a new martial art. He just added leverage to the moves. Mm-hmm. So a smaller person could defend himself against somebody bigger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Let's go through some of these fights. People are seeing this big guy. I believe his name is Kimo. Right? And again, we're talking to some people, many people don't know about Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. They still think that, look, man, nobody's taking me to the ground. So now you're on the ground right here. And people are thinking, okay, you got this 250 plus pound guy, muscle, pure muscle. What are you about?
180.
You're 180. At that time, you're around same.
180.
What's your
dad? For the last 20 years.
Now we see your dad's there. He's telling you something. He's telling you something. You're on your back. What are you thinking at this time?
Well, what happened is, to prove the effectiveness of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, back in Brazil, my father, my uncles, my cousins, my brothers start to challenge people to see which style is the best. And there's only one way to find out. Get in a cage, in a ring, and take all the rules, weight divisions, there's no time limit, no gloves, no rules. And we've been doing that in Brazil for many years. My brother, Horion, came to America and brought the same concept American create the UFC. So, but in the beginning, 21 years ago, it was an 8-man tournament. So you had to fight 3 fights in one night. And I defeat all my opponents 3 fights without breaking a sweat, just showing the technique of that my father created. Mm-hmm. So once America found out, because what happens in Brazil, people don't know. But once America found out, we spread out all over the world.
All over the world.
And then the second UFC, my brother Horton made the tournament. It was a 16-man tournament, so it was 4 fights in one night. So you had to fight 4 fights in the same night with no time limit, no weight division, no rules. Everything goes in a cage. 2 men walk in, 1 walk out, and I beat 4 opponents in the same night.
Now, right?
Somebody has a 200, all the opponents, there's no weight limit, no weight division. So I'm fighting guys, I'm 180, I'm fighting guys 250, 270, 280. Just they're professional in their style, fighting that sumo wrestler to against a kickboxer, against a wrestler, against a judo player, against a boxer.
The best of the best. So this is like the best in karate. The best, and athletes, I mean, not just, okay, a black belt in karate, but they're at the top of their level, correct?
They're at the top of the level. But then what I mean, it was what impressed the most. It was that I was the smallest person beating the guys who were not just bigger, but beating them without having to smash their face, submitting them with a technique, with a choke, with an arm lock, and they would quit and like get out clean face without having to be smashed up. And so it's not a violent art, it's a self-defense art.
As gentle as possible.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, so now...
Beat with kindness.
With kindness, that's right. That's so important, yes. And now you proved, obviously, this is without a shadow of a doubt. Have you ever had somebody now today? I know there was in the Gracie Academy, there was, tell us about the time. Was it open for anyone? It was a challenge, man. Anyone can come in. There's old footage people are seeing right now that now, this is in the Academy. This is even before the UFC. It was a challenge. Like, how did you guys set that up?
Before the UFC, there was always a student that trained karate or trained wrestling. And he'll come in and it's like, man, my karate instructor, I told him about you guys, and he said he doesn't believe. So we said, well, bring him on, bring him over. We'll be glad to talk to him about it. So he'll bring the instructor over, and the instructor is like, well, I don't think you can take me to the ground. So we kind of, it wasn't exactly a fight, because we never beat them up.
Yeah.
We just take them down. We're more baptizing them, believers.
In Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
So we take them down. We're more looking like, okay, my brother will always say, man, don't beat this guy up too bad. He's going to be a future student.
Mm.
So we treat them as a future student. So the guy will come in and I'll take them down, not even a slap to the face, just control them and show it to them. Then they'll be like, oh man, I'm trying my best over here. And Royce is doing nothing, just controlling me, taking me to the ground, taking me out of my game. It's embarrassing. Can I learn this?
And again, with kindness and gentleness, this is amazing. We'll be right back with more here with legendary Royce Gracie on The Dean Show. We'll be right back.
What are we doing here? And where are we gonna go? It's like we just woke up one morning, and then it's welcome to the show. Don't ask any questions, just go with the flow. Make as much money as you can, and try your best not to get broke. Copy everything you see on the TV, from the hairstyles to the clothes, and don't think too often, just do exactly as you're told. And if you ever get confused, then just turn towards the alcohol. You'll still hear your thoughts. Then just turn up the radio as you learn to live a lifestyle of drugs, sex, and rock and roll. But in all honesty, I just need to know, is there more to the cycle than growing and getting old? Living and dying just to leave behind a happy home and a whole lot of property that somebody else is going to own? I just really need to know before the casket's closed. Cause I'm not willing to gamble with my soul, nor am I ready to take any chances. These are just simple life questions, and I'm just searching for some answers. Like, what are we doing here? And what is our purpose? How did we get here? And who made us so perfect? And what happens once we go? Or is this world all really worth it? Questions we don't answer because apparently we don't really have to. There's no purpose to this life and our existence is merely natural. Then in that case, please let me ask you, did you create yourself or was it somebody else who had fashioned you? Cause you're a being that's impeccable, faultless and unparalleled. You're a product of supreme intelligence and I'm merely being rational. For there isn't a camera on this earth that can come close to the human eye, nor a computer that can compete alongside the human mind. And if the whole world was to come together, we wouldn't be able to create a single fly. So many signs, yet we still deny. As science tries to justify that all this could come from none, when it's a simple sum, 0 + 0 + 0 cannot possibly ever give you one. So from where did all this order come? For everything has its origins, a maker, a creator of its own. I mean, the only reason you're watching this video is because somebody had to press upload. So we can believe in the Big Bang, but I'd rather believe in he who caused it to explode. Allah, the creator of everything along with every single soul. the ever-living, the master, the only one who is in control. Unlike his creation, beyond our imagination, and no, he's not a man, nor does he have any partners in association. He's on his own, and no, he did not ever leave us alone. Just like every manufacturer, he left us with an instruction manual, the Quran and Islam, and I'm sorry to jump to conclusions, but it's the only one possible. The only definition of God is the one and only supreme being. It's logical. A book with zero contradictions, with miracles that are both scientific and historical, all revealed over 1400 years ago. Like the detailed description of the human embryo.
The descriptions of the human embryo in the Quran cannot be based on scientific knowledge in the 7th century.
To the mountains as pegs holding firm the earth below, and the two seas that don't mix in a complete separate flow. To the planets in orbit, alternating night and day as they stay in flow. The expansion of the universe and the creation of everything from H2O. To the stories of the past and the preservation of Pharaoh. To identifying the lowest point in the land where Persia defeated Rome. The gushing fluid that created man in the glands between the ribs and the backbone. And not a word has changed, it's still the same. So please explain how all this was known over 1400 years ago. To a man who couldn't read or write as he would recite whatever the angels spoke. And if you still don't believe, please try to come up with something that's even close. But you can't, so we took God as a mockery and his messengers as a joke.
Muhammad could not read or write. How somebody who can't read or write gonna start a religion?
Dismissed his scriptures as legends and tales of the ancient folk, as we live life according to our whims, desires, and hopes. Saying this life is the only home we will ever know. We will live then die then simply turn to bones. Yo, lo. Correction, after the grass dies, the rain arrives and it regrows, and Allah promises to do the same thing to your very soul and bring you back from your very fingertips to your toes. As the all-seeing supreme being watches us so close, and we are surely being tested in our wealth, our health, and our self, and everything that we've been blessed with. So believe, for we will surely be resurrected and be brought back to our Lord and account for every single deed as he hands us our books and orders us to read. From the bad to the good and everything in between. You yourself are sufficient for your own accountability, so don't be mad at me. You are the one who thought he wouldn't come back to me. I gave you a whole life long to search after me, but you were busy in all that which was temporary, so read. And glad tidings to all those who believed, and if you disbelieve, read. And don't let that day be the first day you find out what your life really means. Read.
Back here on the D Show with the original champion. No time limits. At that time, now you have weight divisions and people are cross-training, but this is strictly Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu against the best in any other martial art. What were the rules?
There was no rules.
No rules.
Everything goes. It was pretty much a men's agreement. No biting and no eye gouging. But if they did it, there was no punishment.
Oh, okay. So that was like, okay, we're not going to do that. But if you choose to go to that low level,
yeah,
that's on you. Okay. But that was like a men's agreement.
Like the UFC one, my final match, after my third match and final that day, that night, it was Gerard Gordeaux. I took him down. He took a bite of my ear.
Ooh, he did a Mike Tyson on you?
Bite my ear, pull it off. I whispered in his ear. I was like, man, you're cheating. He just gave me a look like, so what? Uh-huh. So when I got the choke on him, I hold it a little
longer.
That's
why you held it tight. You
held it extra tight. He was cheating, man. Now I let go when I want it.
Uh-huh. Amazing. Tell us about this, the Sports Illustrated, with the magazine, famous sports magazine. They did a feature of the 50 most influential athletes of all time. Is this right?
Number 44.
Thank God, it's amazing. Tell us about this. Did they invite you? Was this something?
I asked my manager about that, and he said it's reporters that put out a vote on who is the most influential athletes. Mm-hmm. I was wondering how come my father was not in there.
Yeah,
and I was because I'm a product of his work. Mm-hmm. And the manager said, probably because you are the one that was the vehicle that shows to the world on UFC by beating 2, 3, 4 opponents in one night.
Yeah.
The art of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, even though your father is the one that created. So
this was also, you had like legends like Muhammad Ali. Who else was in there? Big names.
Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Pelé. Was the second Brazilian one. That was the other Brazilian that was in there too. Uh-huh.
So have you ever
baseball players and Wayne Gretzky and the most influential athletes?
Do you ever to this day have anybody who wants to test you?
Nah.
No, it's kind of.
I get paid to fight now.
That's it.
Come on. Used to fight for free back in Brazil. Yeah. Now we get paid to fight.
That's it. Yeah, don't break a sweat for nothing. Tell us, for the people that are looking to train a martial art, okay, and they're watching us. And they're really like, we know that martial arts have so many benefits, but they're trying to pick, okay, should I train karate, kung fu, and now they got Royce Gracie on the Dean Show. Why should they train jiu-jitsu, Gracie Brazilian jiu-jitsu, why?
Because it's the best self-defense art out there. It's the most complete one. I mean, martial art in general is the biggest sports, second biggest sports in the world. Soccer is the first. Martial art in general is the second. Any martial art is good. But Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is more complete because you start standing up. It's like a karate, for instance. If you take the karate guy down to the ground, he doesn't know what to do. In Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, we do. Wrestling, they teach the people how to pin each other down, but the fight doesn't finish there. If it was a fight in the street, what are you going to do, pin the person down? So you have to know how to submit the opponent.
Yeah. Another beautiful thing we see with... We see a lot of... bad examples of teachers in many martial arts that now what fascinated also me and I love is the code of conduct that the Gracie family also expels, meaning that now you have, like you said, this kindness, beating someone gently and kindly, these good mannerisms, a good diet, good character development. All of these things are also part of the martial art. How important is this? Because you can end up learning, martial art and be the most arrogant. But it seems like you train jiu-jitsu, you become humble.
Martial art normally teaches you that in general, how to be humble, and that's the spirit of martial art. But with us, I don't drink, never smoke. We have the Gracie diet. It's not exactly a diet. It's more of a eating habits. It's not, I can't afford to get sick on the day of the fight.
Yeah.
So we eat everything. There's a few things that we don't eat, but it's mostly how we combine the food. So it's a way of life.
Mm-hmm. If people now, we're almost out of time. If people want to get a hold of you, you travel all over the world doing seminars. Is that right?
This year alone, I just got back from Kuwait, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Hawaii, Australia, this year, and now I'm here.
How can people get a hold of you to learn more about, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu?
My website, RoyceGracie.com, or at Real Royce on Twitter.
Beautiful.
And Facebook and Instagram. Yep.
I'd like to thank you so much for being with us. We have we got to go, but you can't come on the D-Show and not get a gift. This is for you. Thank you so much, Royce.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Hope to see you again soon. Thank you. And that was legendary Royce Gracie on the Dean Show. And now you understand why we've been wearing the kimono, the jiu-jitsu gi. Have fun training the martial arts. Learn it. It's the most effective martial art in the world. Tune in every week to the Dean Show. We'll see you next time here. Until then, same time, same channel. And don't forget, follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter. Until next time, peace. Take that simple step. That you ask your maker to guide you, that he'll guide you?
Yes, I advise this a lot for people who are searching. Put your head on the floor in the state of prostration, like all the prophets did, and ask the creator of the universe to show you the way. to guide you to the straight path. And someone who sincerely asks for guidance, subhanAllah, they'll find it in Islam.
That's it.